Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Kehan. Today, we'll discuss the article by Joshi et al. Titled, MicroRNA 140 is Elevated and Mitofusin 1 is Downregulated in the Right Ventricle of the Sugen 5416 Hypoxia Normoxia Model of Pulmonary Arterial Hypertension. This article published July 15, 2016. Joining me today are Associate Editor Fabio Recchia, Lead Author Sachin Gupta, and Content Expert Paris Mishra. Let's get started.
Thank you, Kara. A single microRNA can simultaneously modulate the expression of numerous proteins. Is there a particular microRNA or a small group of microRNAs playing a primary role in the complex and still largely unknown pathogenesis of right ventricular failure caused by pulmonary hypertension? If identified, such microRNAs would represent a remarkable target for innovative molecular therapies. In this study, Dr. Joshi and collaborators explored differential changes of microRNAs in right versus left ventricle in a rat model of chronic pulmonary hypertension induced by a combination of pharmacological treatment with Sugen, which is a vascular endothelial growth factor receptor blocker, and 3 weeks of exposure to normobaric hypoxia. The microRNA signature, as the authors called it, of the hypertrophic right ventricle consisted of the up or down regulation of a total of 304 microRNAs, revealed by unbiased quantitative microarray analysis. The authors focused their attention on the upregulation of MIR 140, which, consistent with the known target of this microRNA, was associated with the downregulation of mitofusin 1 protein. Interestingly, mitofusin 1 inhibits mitochondrial fission and apoptotic death in cardiac myocytes. In fact, the failing myocardium is characterized by a marked increase in apoptotic cells. The authors found also direct correlations between the increase in right ventricular systolic pressure and the upregulation of MIR 140 or other microRNAs known to play major pathogenic roles. Sachin, could you please elaborate more on the potential pathogenic role of MIR 140 and other microRNAs that you deem major players in the development of right ventricular failure caused by pulmonary hypertension?
Thank you, Fabio. First of all, let me tell you what are the salient findings of this study. We find that there are a handful of microRNAs out of the 300 microRNAs that either went down or up were overexpressed over 1.5-fold in the right ventricle, and there were no changes or very few changes in the left ventricle. So we are comparing left versus right, where there is increased pressure load on the right and the left remodels to accommodate the cardiac output that is coming from the right ventricle in pulmonary hypertension. Second thing that we find is there are only few microRNAs that are going up and three or four microRNAs are downregulated in the hypertrophic right ventricle. Along with microRNA 140, we think the other microRNA that has gone up is MIR31, which is another important microRNA because that is regulating endothelial progenitor cell differentiation and also regulating other cell types in the heart. We think that increase in these microRNAs could be pathological in inducing right ventricular hypertrophy and subsequently right ventricular failure, which is then detrimental because the cardiac output reaching the left circulation is not sufficient and the left ventricle remodels in such a way to accommodate the cardiac output coming from the right side. And that becomes a catastrophic event, eventually causing death of the animal and patient who have been suffering with pulmonary hypertension. Fabio?
Yes, thank you, Sachin. So now, Paris, what is your opinion about these findings? In particular, do you think that they can be translated into a novel and final efficacious therapy for afterload-induced right ventricular failure?
Thank you. Considering the clinical significance of pulmonary arterial hypertension, this work is really timely and translational. So I was intrigued with the data in the figure 2, where it is shown that the level of microRNA 140 is increased to nearly fivefold in 8 weeks, but it was decreased or it was increased to threefold, which is a little bit declined in the level of MR 140 in 13 weeks. So it is suggesting that it is not only the pathological condition, rather the timing also, how long there is a pathogenic condition. So this time-dependent changes in the level of microRNA 140 is also very important. Similar to the changes in the levels of microRNA 140, the levels of mitofusin 1 is also changing in 8 weeks and 13 weeks, suggesting that there is some sort of relationship. Whether this relationship is direct target or indirect target, that has been demonstrated in another figure where the authors used microRNA 140 mimic, and then they looked at the level of mitofusin 1. Overall, this is a very interesting finding. I have some questions to Sachin. So number one is, since microRNA 140 mimic has been used, so it could have a direct effect on mitofusin 1, or it could have an indirect effect on mitofusin 1 protein levels. So have you tried or have you looked at using the mutant of seed sequence of the MR140 3' UTR for the expression of MR140 on the mitofusin 3' UTR levels? The second thing is, if this is true, as very nicely discussed by Sachin, that overexpression of this MR140 may not be always beneficial. So in that condition, if targeted inhibition of MR40 has been tried in a model of pulmonary hypertension, do you think that it will have a positive or good effect?
Thanks, Paras, for these two questions. The first question is, yes, it's affirmative that we have tried the luciferase assay, but we did not report it in this paper because there was a preceding paper which we have quoted in this in the references that has already done deletion mutants for the 5', 3' regions, and they have shown that the binding of microRNA to mitofusin 1 gene. So having said that, we did luciferase assay as well as we did knockouts with MIR-140 using two things. MIR-140 mimic, which we have included the data in the paper, and we had also used anti-MIR-140 to see the reverse effect on mitofusin, and we had got two opposite effects. And the luciferase assay also indicated to us that MIR-140 was directly regulating mitofusin 1 protein gene. So we do think that it is a direct target, and it is important direct target in the cardiac myocyte, or at least we did it in H9C2 cells because we could not culture adult cardiac myocytes. Your second question is whether giving an anti-MIR or anti-140 to the animal with pulmonary hypertension, will it be beneficial or not? I think it will be beneficial, but these experiments need to be done in a very sophisticated and very controlled manner, because as we probably have to overexpress the anti-MIRs in the cardiac myocytes, specifically by using myosin heavy chain promoters specific to cardiac myocyte to get an answer. Because if you start expressing these MIRs, mimics or anti-MIRs in the whole animal, I think we will get mixed effects. Having the recent paper that has come out, which has said that if you give 140 mimic, it is inhibiting remodeling of pulmonary arteries. So I think it is how you look at the microRNA 140, if the delivery is done specifically to cardiac myocytes, I think it will be beneficial. And one of the bottleneck in pulmonary hypertension is there is no good way to reduce pulmonary artery resistance or vasculature resistance. And the only way the patient lives longer or lives, there's a decreased mortality if the cardiac function is compensated. So if we are able to compensate the cardiac function by either affecting or not affecting pulmonary vascular resistance, and if we compensate the cardiac function by delivering microRNA miR-140 anti-miR specifically to heart so that the heart does not go into decompensated heart failure, I think this could be a beneficial therapy, but we have to do it in a very controlled and very sophisticated manner.
So that's interesting, Sachin. Paras, for the general audience, what is the relevance of this study in terms of innovation, in terms of translational value?
So to summarize, it is an interesting finding that the expression of microRNA in the right ventricle is different than the left ventricle. And microRNA 140 has very important role in regulation of mitofusion 1, which is a mechanistic finding for pulmonary hypertension. So overall, this is a very clinically relevant and translationally relevant finding for understanding the role of microRNA 140 in pulmonary hypertension. However, there are more findings or more experiments are required to understand or to move it from the bench to bedside.
Sachin?
I think at this stage, we have a lot more to learn, but the finding that have been described in this paper will give us the foundation to build further on this topic to understand what are the molecular changes that are going on in the left versus right heart and how we can correct those changes only in the right heart but not in the left heart. These are challenging questions and challenging experiments to do. This gives us a foundation to build on the future work in this model of pulmonary hypertension.
Very good. Thank you, Sachin, and thank you, Paras, for this insightful discussion. Kara?
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology podcast. For more podcasts like this, visit us online at ajpheart.physiology.org. Thank you.